Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are, this evening throughout, man, up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, welcome to it. And of course, we are going on, I don't know what's happening with the phones, man. And of course, I'm looking forward to talking to Jabulani Dominic and also to Umfundisi Mota and Sipho Paulos. Hopefully, up to 6:30. Hopefully. And of course, I just, you know, that's a nice song by Dumi Boloang. That's a beautiful song, man. Beautiful song. I will. All right. Oh, yes. It's one of the things that you can put in your collections, man. Just like this one. This man had done the song Being Paralyzed. He had done the song Being Paralyzed, and he had a stage accident that left him as a quadriplegic. And then he did not give up. And I'm not talking about Teddy Pendergrass and, you know, no, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Curtis Mayfield. And, you know, to a great extent, Curtis Mayfield, I listened to him as a boy because, you know, when he was in his prime, I was a boy. And when I started making my own collections, I actually loved his spiritual songs. I loved his spiritual songs. And then there was this 1 Million Men March. I don't know if you'd remember that. And he released this song. And it's a gospel song. And he says, it's a new day. It's a beautiful day. Check it out, man. And tell me how you feel about it. Of course, I'm trying to get hold of our guests. The phones are not doing me good.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
A very, very good song, but also painful. You know, when he was recording this song, he was put on a plank. He was lying down because he couldn't stand, couldn't do anything. And he did this album. And I think this is, you know, some of his last renditions because he passed on, man. He passed away. That's Curtis Mayfield. And amazing indeed there. And of course, you know, I don't know what's happening with the lines, so I'm not going to worry about this. But you can call on. The phones can be received if you are calling in. That's fine. And I am going to be talking to Jabulani Dominic, Sipho Paulos, Radebe, and of course also Umfundisi Umota. And also them, I'm going to ask them to actually send us, you know, WhatsApp messages on the questions of the topic we had given them. Because somehow, I think it's good that they do so. I can't get through to them. And we are together right through up to the hour 7. But with these ones, the first segment is up to 6:30. And we trust that the Father will just do you good, will grace you amazingly. Right. And I just spoke with Jabulani Dominic. He is going to be talking to us because he's going to be sending a WhatsApp. We're talking about the spirit of conceit. Umoya ukuzikhohlisa. self-conceit or the spirit of conceit, umoya ukukhohlisa, moya wa go furetsa. Hey, anna, moya wa furetsa. You talk about that, and I trust that the Father will just do you good and grace you far much more, even abundantly. We'll talk also to Sipho Polos today. It is important that they will have to call in, will have to send their WhatsApps. They will have to send their WhatsApps so that we can talk about conceit and deception. What this is all about, conceit, what it is all about. And we are going to touch base on that and how in many instances we find people somehow have been deceived, you know, by some falsehood of a sort, a conceit of a sort. And I'm going to be touching on a variety of aspects, especially the issue of falsehoods, and conceit, the false doctrine, what it is all about, how it brings corruption even upon our lives. We're going to look into that. But also, the spirit of conceit is also known as the spirit of unfaithfulness. And we are going to look into or see as to how this has gone on to rob many people who say we are ministers of the gospel. This spirit has robbed many people who say we are the ministers of the gospel to a great extent. And this is a sad part of it all. Anyway, and of course, some good music I will play for you. But music that has to do with peace. Let us become people who vouch for peace at all times. People who vouch for peace. Just like this one. This is a song which was brought on, and it was during the times when young children were being recruited to become soldiers. And of course, not necessarily by liberation movements. If you do history, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It was not necessarily by liberation movements, but also by big companies that were running a monopoly, you know, in the mining sector, and, you know, they had to hire these and use these to fight their wars, and it was so bad. The notion of love seems to have gone, and I'm talking about the love for fellow man, you know. If you say you love Abba Yahuwah, whom you can't see, yet you hate your own brother, you don't know who Abba Yahuwah is, and neither does his love dwell within you. We're talking about the spirit of conceit.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
What an art there. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. We are talking about conceit, man. Some form of flattery on our part. You know, we're talking about that. And of course, conceit, what it is even all about. We are touching that. and the lying on on one's person, one's life, the lying on one's life, you know, it's also something we are going to be touching on. Conceit, also self-conceit, excessive praise of oneself. One is excessively praising themselves. Have you seen that? Someone excessively praises themselves, you know. They go on and speak with regards to themselves in such a way that they are the stirrings, if I can put it, of their own lives. And even the Father is not given the glory that is due to him. Nothing. Nothing. One just has an excessive praise of themselves. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say about this. And of course, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And let's talk about this very aspect of conceit, what it is even all about. And much of the times, what happens, you know, this kind of flattery that we seem to exhort amongst ourselves. Now, when you look at Psalms chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue." Conceit, it's to flatter also with your tongue. To give people an impression of goodness on their part, but knowing it is the direct opposite. Something like a propaganda. And then, of course, also, if you look at Psalms 12, verses 3, it says, may the Elohim cut off all fluttering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud things, conceit. Basically making people have some form of confidence among themselves outside of the realm of the Father, the guidance of the Father, the truth of the Father. That is problematic. And then, of course, at times also we see conceit comes in many ways. In Proverbs chapter 20, verses 19, it says, okay, let me start with chapter 5. Chapter 5, Proverbs, verses 3 says, "For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil." Eish! Bayakthayda ke labo. Bawufuretsa. Says her mouth drips of honey. And much of the times, conceit is about that. Flattering lie. And when you look also in Proverbs 20, verses 19, says, "He who goes about as a talebearer." Have you seen the commissions, man? You'd understand. "He who goes about as a talebearer." Huh? "Reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips." A person who is full of conceit is a person who flatters with his lips. Not only themselves, but everyone around them. Lying has become so natural to them. It's not even a second nature. It's the very essence of who they are.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Let's listen to Jabulani and let's hear what he says about this. Jabu, welcome.
Greeting wonderful listeners of Radio Pulpit, and also greeting to my friend and my Brother Sipho and my brother Mfundisi Motha. Indeed, it's a great time that we're going to learn together and hear God together about the topic, the spirit of conceit. So conceit is when we are too proud of ourselves, self-dependent, when we depend on ourselves and everything is about us and we feel like that actually we can do everything ourselves. Just in short terms, is being too proud of yourself. You know, in the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 13, the word says, he catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are brought to a quick end. He catches the wise in their own craftiness. So the spirit of conceit is when we are full of craftiness, you know. And we know this character and this attitude. It was from Lucifer, because he was the one who was crafty, who was able to deceive Adam and Eve, you know, to disobey God. So that's the attribute of Lucifer. So when we are full of the spirit of conceit, it means we are full of the spirit of Lucifer. We are exactly like him. So it means we are full of lies. We are full of actually selfishness, selfish ambition, and pride. You know, it also is one of his attributes, because he saw himself as going to be greater than the Creator, the Father himself. He said, I will build a throne up above the throne of the Most High. So that's pride. Also, when we feel like we are greater than everyone, that's exactly when we are like Lucifer. That's the spirit of conceit ruling over us, controlling us, and leading us and governing us. So as believers, we are always to really be humble, always be obedient to the Father, so that we can be able to guard against the spirit of conceit. So basically, when we are full of the spirit of conceit, it's when we are proud and when we are full of craftiness. And it says also there, and the schemes of the wily are brought to a quick end. So all your schemes that are evil, they will be brought to a quick end, because they are not godly. And that's the spirit of conceit. You know, its end result is just hell. Nothing else, it's just hell. So that's why we are to be repent, so that you can be full of the spirit of the Father, which will cause us to be humble. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Thank you for your quick response. Man, it looks like you're in a storm. It looks like you're driving in a storm or somewhere. Hey, my daughter. Be safe. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. When we talk about conceit, Ujablani talk about excessive pride, you know, and says it is a form of pride upon us. That actually goes to an extent of making us even flatter ourselves, that everything revolves around us. Have you ever seen that? When someone has, you know, they have that impression, everything revolves, it's always about them. It's always about them. And to a great extent, you are able to see what la. I see in Dawla. You know, we are stuck in darkness. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. We're talking about conceit. What it is all about. This spirit of conceit. We're talking about it. And, of course, also conceit. It's some form of false witnessing about self. Some form of false witnessing about oneself. Let me put it that way. And when I say false witnessing about self, yeah, this confidence that we have, which is way above the grace of the Father. You know, we don't even recognize the grace of the Father. It's about us. We are the achievers. We are the big ones. It's about us. You know, the folly that manifests itself in our lives. You know, and it's so sad that we see this, a foolishness of a sort. And we tend to be those kinds of people in many instances. Listen to this. Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. Conceit is like that. A proclamation of foolishness. That is self-praise, self-assurance, all those things. Now, in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 2, says, a fool has no delight in understanding, but is expressing his own heart. Self-conceit or conceit is like that. Not the heart of the Father, your own heart. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It doesn't exist in such a person's life anymore. It's about them. And then in Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Self-conceit. People are self-conceited, man. They vent. Have you seen them? In Atriville, we used to say, Habana mai bambo. Habakonuti tswara. Bagwazguz bamba. They can't control their spirit because of self-conceit. They can't. And of course, also, if you look in the word again, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 3, it says, even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom and shows everyone that he is a fool. Self-conceit or conceit makes us to actually walk along the way. You know, to walk along, it means to walk parallel to the way. You see, the truth is there, but you have convinced yourself that you know the truth being there. Dala tina se abazalwane. Dala se abazalwane. Guziwa ngathi la. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Malak.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray, my brother in Christ. Greetings to Mfundisi Sepo, Mfundisi Ujablane, kanye nabalalele makhaya, in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha Yamashia. Thank you so much, my brother, once again tonight, to sit together and to enjoy the word of God together, where we learn, where we teach one another, where iron sharpens iron. See, Yabonga kakhulu, my brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity tonight. As you already alluded, that we are talking about the spirit of conceit, the spirit of deception. Shortly, my brother, I will just want to say that the spirit of deception or the spirit of conceit, it is the spiritual force that leads people away from the truth and into error. Amaya makama, it is the spirit that moves away people from the truth of the word of the Father. And this is the spirit that is influenced by the enemy himself, by the devil himself, where he is working through false teachings, through pride and lies. You know, when one speaks lies and claiming that it is coming from the Father himself, you know, we know that the devil, he is the father of all lies. The devil is a liar. The devil is the father of all lies. So when one has got that spirit of deception, the spirit of concealment, it's actually the spirit of conceit. It is actually the spirit of the enemy that is operating in that person, where we see false teaching that are being taught in churches where the scripture or where the word of God has been twisted just for the sake of personal gain and personal agendas. It is a prideful confidence. I can also say, my brother, that it entails the attitude of pride, the attitude of arrogance and self-importance. When one is so inflated, where one has got the excessive pride, that is why even Lucifer himself, ngenxa ye pride, he was chased from the presence of the Father. Waxoshwe ekhaya ezulwini ngenxa yokuthi bekana lo moya wokuziphakamisa, you know, trusting in their own abilities. And when people are so more concerned in terms of their achievement, in terms of when they exaggerate, you know, what they can do while they are teaching things that are in contrary to the word of God. So this kind of spirit, my brother, it leads into arrogance, it leads into pride, it leads to the people. You see them by the way when they look down on others, whereby they are so blind in their weaknesses, but all the time bazithole baziphakamisa, you know, when one always thinks that they know better than other people and nobody else can even teach them, can even tell them of anything, because they think that they are Mr. Know-it-all. The word of God says that we should not be wise in our own understanding, but in everything that we do, we should lean unto the Lord himself, who is actually going to guide us in everything that we do, who will make our path straight, my brother. So, but somebody who actually got the spirit of deception, they rely onto themselves, they rely onto their own understanding and in their own wisdom. The word of God in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 26, verse number 12, it says, "Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Ngamanye amagama, somebody ozibona ehlakaniphile in his own eyes, is actually his condition is worse than that of a fool. So ngamanye amagama, we see the spirit of deception, the spirit of conceit in somebody, you know, all the time. They think that they are clever, they think that they are wise, they think that they can do things on themselves. They cannot actually learn from other people. They teach false doctrine, they teach lies, they twist the word of God for their own benefit, for their own agendas. They do not speak and teach the gospel of the Messiah as it is, my brother. So in short, Mfowethu, I can just say, Mfundiswami, ukuthi to be wise in your own eyes will lead you into self-deception, because uyazikhohlisa. To be wise in your own eyes, it is a spirit of concealment that shuts out the fear of the Lord, which is the only way that wisdom comes. You know, the word of God says that to begin, you know, ukuqala kokuhlakanipha kumesaba uNkulunkulu. The beginning of wisdom, it is the fear of the Lord. So the word of God, my brother, it warns us against this kind of attitude, that we should not have this kind of attitude, because we are deceiving ourselves. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 7, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Those who are wise in their own eyes, they do not heed unto the word of the Father. They want to do things in their own way, because, you know, umuntu uba naleyo pride. They have pride. The pride, it keeps them away from the truth of the Father, and they become so ignorant even unto the word of the Lord. The spirit of conceit, my brother, can lead individuals to overlook or to deny their own flaws and their weaknesses. It makes people to disregard the word of God and rely on their own understanding. So we need to be careful about this.
this is the same spirit that came in course of Saul. You know, the Lord was so specific about is what needs to be done, but Saul, because of this spirit, decided to disobey the word of the Father. We can read that in the book of Psalms, 1 Samuel chapter number 15 from verse number 10, whereby the Lord ordered him that this is what he must do, but he decided to do things in his own way, in his own thinking, in his own eyes, in his own wisdom, because he thought that he is more clever. Because now some people, because of the position that they hold, they tend to think that actually they are so special in a way that they become so arrogant. You know, the Lord used the prophet Samuel that go and tell King Saul, this is what I expect from him when he goes and fight against the Amalekite. But because of this the spirit of deception, he ended up not heeding unto the word of the Lord. He disobeyed the Lord because why? He thought he was clever. He thought he was wise in his own eyes. So in short, my brother, I will just say that, you know, the word of God in Proverbs chapter number 16, verse number 18, it says that the pride appears before destruction and the haughty spirit before a fall of men. Your boss become a prophecy for your future failure. When one is pride, is guaranteed to fail in their life. The more you have pride, the more you have the spirit of deception, the harder you are going to fail. So we need that we should obey the word of God. You know, we should not trust in our own understanding, not in our own strength, but we should rely unto the Lord, that we should do as he guide us, as he lead us, as he show us the way, because we are called to serve him, because he is actually the wisdom. He is the source of wisdom. So in short, my brother, I just want to stop here for now, that the spirit of conceit, or the spirit of deception, it makes one to have pride, it makes one to be arrogant, it makes one to look down on other people. So as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should be careful of such things, that we are not led astray. We should be able, we should have the spirit of discernment, that we may understand ukuthi whosoever that speak, not speaking from the position of the Father. And this is not what the Father has spoken. This is false doctrine. This is completely against the doctrine or against the word of God. Anything that is being taught or taught which is contrary to the word of God, it leads into deception. Thank you, my brother.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Welcome back, man. We are talking about the spirit of conceit, you know. What conceit is all about? A flattery of a sort, a falsehood of a sort, a deception of a sort. It comes in many ways, but pointing to one, to derail, to deceive, to lie about, you know, to be untrue. And this is what we see when it comes to conceit, self-conceit. And we also see that, you know, when people flatter themselves so much with excessive and false praise. Amazing there. Now, when you look into Proverbs 24:24, it says, "He who says to the wicked, 'You are righteous,' him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him." Don't we get that these days? These goody-goody gospels. Don't we get that? We get that much of the times. People are being conceited on, or conceited. There's conceit leveled on people so that people should not leave the denomination. So you tell them to feel good about themselves instead of speaking the truth in love. No, no, people don't want that. They don't want that. They just want to speak things that itching ears are hungry for.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela u radiopulpit.co.za.
Sipho Paulose.
Asibingelele namhlanje igameli inkosi yethu Jesu Christ wase Nazareth amfundisi Reverend Jablan Dominic mfundisi Motha nabalele emakhaya sibonga uNkulunkulu nge topic ya today concede. Wow, what a topic. Njengoba soyindlalile ke mfundisi, you elaborated earlier on ngilalele ku stream live. Yeah, khombisa mfundisi ukuthi definitely this is too dangerous if someone could not keep on check, because most of the time, as you've said, go by propaganda whereby you display what you don't have and to seem as if you have whereas you don't have. You give a false evidence, you give a false identity, whereas the true identity is not revealed. That's conceit. And it's important to guti signo teluguti conceit mfundisi. Nakona ivela nange element of pride whereby we see people they bane egocentric. Bible mfunda Galatians chapter 6 verse 3. For if anyone thinks he is something, whereas he is nothing, he fools himself. It is true from the Suguti, he considers the Bonilo Bantabaning, Beniga, the picture in Echo writing Abo. Whereas Unkulunguri knows what is deep from their heart. At the same time, it's true from the Suguti. Your pride, no self, no who's born and no who's ours, uvela guyo lendabale, your conceit. May God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sipho Paulos. Ngiyabonga mfana kithi. When uvela ushaye straight to the point, asibonge nje kakhulu. Inkosi ikwenze kahle ngendlela eyisimanga. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue of conceit.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. Let's get back to Jablani. Jablani!
My friend, I also just want to add, you know, about the spirit of conceit. As I've already said at first, that it's the spirit of Lucifer, you know.
Sure.
So I just want to add also that indeed it is the spirit of Lucifer that will find itself in our midst, controlling us, ruling over us, causing us actually to be proud and to be puffed up. And to be justify ourselves and to really be self-righteous. And it's all the traits of Lucifer, the serpent, you know. I just want to combine these two scriptures, the word from the book of Psalms 74 and 14, and also Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. So the book of Psalms 74, verse 14, it says, "You crush the head of Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness, the heads of Leviathan." And then if you go to the book of Isaiah 27, verse 1, it says, "In that day the Lord, with his hard and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent." Now we get who is Leviathan. He is the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon. Second description again. Leviathan is the dragon that is in the sea. So we all know then who is the serpent. We all know who is the dragon. There is twisting. That is Lucifer. Is the devil himself, Satan. This is the spirit that is derived from him. And I love it in the book of Isaiah 27, verse 1, because it gives the traits and the description and also even the characters. It says, there it speaks about the fleeing serpent. You know, someone, you know, like, I don't know, my friend, if you know, like, the fleeing spirit. I can't settle down. In a relationship, I flee. In a fellowship, I flee. At work, I flee. I can't be in one company just for a year or for a few months. I always flee. Once there is a challenge, once, you know, this one really does not like me, once this one does this, I flee. The spirit of cowardice,
like being a coward. It's not even, we've been given the spirit of boldness, the spirit of love, boldness and a sound mind. That's the spirit of the children of the Father, our spirit. Actually, the spirit that is within us. But when we are cowards, we are full of the spirit of Satan, Leviathan, the serpent, the dragon. And that's the spirit of conceit leading us, which will cause us to be cowards and to flee from the things that the Father has set for us to do. The Father calls you to preach the gospel. You choose to go and be a superstar. The Father calls you to teach or to disciple his flock. You decide to go and be the house music DJ. The Father calls. I'm not saying all these things are wrong. I'm just making an example of fleeing. You remember when the Father sent Jonah to Nineveh? And what did Jonah do? Instead of going to Nineveh, Jonah decided to go to Tarshish. And why did he go? Because exactly he was afraid of the people of Nineveh. He even told the Father, no, I'm not going there. Because he knew those people. He was afraid of his life, that he might die there. You know? So that's the spirit of the serpent, the spirit of the devil, cowardice. When we cannot face, you know, the enemy head on, because we know that greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. But we flee. We flee. The spirit of fleeing away. You flee. In a relationship, when there are challenges, you file for divorce. Hey, in your marriage.
Hey, Chabla.
You flee. The spirit of conceit. And then you've been deceived by the spirit of lust. You are full of lust. You just saw another girl that was beautiful than your wife. Because it's true, my friend. It's true.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm not yet married, but I know that my wife will not be the most beautiful than everyone in the world.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah. Now I meet this other girl now that really has got these features that maybe are not in my wife. Then I'm tempted because of lust. I flee from the marriage. I file for divorce. Spirit of conceit, the spirit of Lucifer, the spirit of Leviathan, the dragon, the serpent itself. And it says also Leviathan, the twisting serpent, twisting serpent in yoga, epically. Because of the spirit of conceit. Hallelujah.
So,
you are like your father, the devil, who is full of lies. Hallelujah. Who is the liar himself. Amen.
From the beginning.
You are a twisting serpent. And he says, he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. That's the end result of this spirit. It will be destroyed. That's why you need to really present yourself before the Father in repentance and acknowledge. Acknowledge that you need help, because the end result is destruction. That's the end result of Lucifer, Leviathan, the dragon, the serpent. So now when you see the if would you endorse this spirit of conceit in your life. Hallelujah. That's it, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Jabu. May the Father do you good.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
All right, I'm talking to Sipho Polo Sikhatebe. I'm also talking to Umfundisi Umotha. And just send as many as you can. Send as many as you can these WhatsApps. Let's listen to Sipho.
The topic mfundisi nabalaleli conceit. Ake sifunde Jeremiah chapter 9 sifunde verse 23 to 24. Uthi la ngale version engiphethe. That says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his mighty. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let them who boast in this, that he understand and knows me, that I am the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice and righteousness on earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. It is true from the Suguti, the conceit is whereby we see people boasting in themselves, whereas Mugwe's Gankulungulu, we need not to boast in ourselves or in the things that we've achieved, but nevertheless we have to boast in the Lord. Because everything that we had, it is through him, for him, and for his own glory. And that is why conceived people, they always have the attitude to go to, they've already received with their own strength, and they can do without God.
Hey.
They fully depend and trust in their own strength. They'll take by bail. Uqalekisa umuntu othemba kubantu nothemba kweyakhe ingalo. Amen.
Check this out. Proverbs 26:28. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. And the self-conceit brings destruction, man. That is what it says. If we continue in self-conceit or in conceit itself, we are heading for destruction, and we must be careful. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1200. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.